up. I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
I'm not a classy guy.
Come on, two words, nipple belt.
You look like peaches and syrup.
I think Amber would look good scalped.
Not sensible.
Sensible people.
You don't stop and think about it. You're going to miss it. It's been 25 episodes. We are now in season two. This is episode one. Welcome back, sensible people. What's up, Raw Dog?
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I'm your host, Tay Wagner. I've got my co-host, Raw Dog Ryan Church. We are ready to rock with season two. We've got a lot of cool shit planned for you guys this season. Episode one, we've got Alternative Facts Chicago, top Chicago podcast, coming in studio with us here in a little bit. B-Chan and B-Hun from Alternative Facts, that's going to be fantastic. And we have a big announcement, I think.
We do, but before that, before we get to our big announcement, I'm excited about it. But who would have thought people would have listened to us for one full season and we're on to season two?
Certainly not me.
Yeah.
But apparently our humor has tickled a few people funny, so... That sounds
a little creepy. Tickle me funny.
If you haven't seen or listened to any of season one, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and of course our website, sensiblepeoplepodcast.com. And how about we introduce and
I think it's time.
Share with the world our new little surprise.
So we are formally introducing our new full-time co-host joining the Sensible Nation, Mandy B.
Hi, everyone.
What's up? So here, a little golf clap. I think we've told you we like to do golf claps.
Yeah, give her a little golf clap.
Mandy B, ladies and gentlemen. Mandy
thank
B.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, guys, we are so pumped to have Mandy on. She comes from a great background, great personality. And, you know, Tatanka and myself will be giving her shit like you know we always will. But, Mandy, tell Sensible Nation a little bit about yourself. Why are you excited to be on here with us?
I'm super pumped. Been in the entertainment industry my whole life. Acting since the age of six. My biggest achievement is I was in this scary, spooky movie called The Chauffeur.
I've seen it.
Phenomenal.
I have not.
Phenomenal. You will. one of those movies where I'm running, I trip and I fall, the killer gets me.
It's kind of like Scary Movie, Carmen Electra.
Yeah, exactly like Scary Movie. But it was filmed around
that
ENIAC, which is really cool.
Scary Movie's the fucking
oh, that was
yeah, you
no,
weirdo.
No, but Carmen Electra was Scary
She's
Movie.
In,
no. Oh, she, yeah, no, she is.
Yeah, and
Who,
then he
well,
stabs
who's the broad
her
in the beginning as in
Drew
Scream.
Barrymore.
It's Drew Barrymore.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
never
yeah.
seen E.T.? She dated Tom Green for fuck's
I know
sake.
Who Drew Barrymore is, you fuck.
All right.
Anyways, let the girl go.
Anyway, I'm a super famous actress in ENIAC, obviously.
We have, Tay and I have an 8x10 signed headshot she gave us when she started today.
Let me ask you this. So, B-horror movies, if you will, a lot of
Mandy
times the main actress has to do a nude scene. Did you have to do that?
I had to take off my shirt, but I had a shirt underneath. But I had to take it off to like blot the blood on my head or something. Very unnecessary.
Okay.
Like you're saying,
yeah,
it's
just
so
like
unnecessary.
Purposely trying to
yeah,
get
I was chained to a toilet.
What was
somehow
the movie
I got
rated?
Off.
What was it rated?
Ooh.
Like, did it get like an R or PG-13?
Oh, I
like...
thought you meant like Rotten Tomatoes.
No.
I'm like, didn't even get that far. Probably R.
Yeah.
There was a lot of drugs. No sex.
Gore, obviously. I've seen.
Yeah, gore. Yeah. I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window to escape. So
don't think that's going to scare
Spoiler.
Us off.
I don't know.
Well, that's pretty exciting. You also, from what I understand, have a broadcasting background.
Right. I went to school, Radio 1 Broadcasting in La Crosse. Four people in my class. Super small town Wisconsin feel. But I won a huge award for best radio demo. At a broadcasting convention.
That's
so,
awesome. Yeah.
Another
yeah.
golf clap, I think.
Yeah.
Ooh, two in a
two
row.
Two in a row. That may be a first on Sensible People.
What
here.
A
that's
warm
for
welcome.
Hopefully Tiger winning the PGA today.
So that's pretty cool. So credentially speaking, you blow Ryan and I out of the water because
no,
we came from
doesn't.
Desk jobs.
You're so blessed to have me.
But I guess your sensibility is still TBD. So
I come
this
from an
true.
All-world background, okay? So as Sensible Nation all knows, we had Amber on with us for season one. Amber will still be, with us behind the scenes, helping with some content. But let's be honest, we recast Mandy.
We did.
As the third co-host.
We did. We're hoping for yeah. some big things from you.
Keyword
Mandy.
Hoping.
Hoping.
So we'll
I'll
get,
bring
we'll
it.
Find
I'll
out
bring it.
Shortly, I think.
So that got me thinking, what are some of the most famous, you know, TV movie recasts? And so I got a list together I wanted to go over with you guys. And right off the bat, number one, which Mandy reminds me of, is Albus Dumbledore from Harry Potter. I didn't realize. I know you guys are way more Harry Potter nerds than I am.
I'm not at all. I told
I
you that with Amber.
You read the books like 10 times each.
No, that was Amber. Oh. I watched the first movie, and that's all I've
seen. Have you
seen
any of the Harry Potters?
Yeah, I was obsessed with it, but yeah. Why do I remind you of Albus Dumbledore, an old
you guys,
gray-haired
you look like,
man?
You look like you could be cousins, but...
What?
I didn't even I know he got it. Recast. Richard Harris to Michael Gambon? I don't know.
Who are those people?
Yeah, but why would they recast him?
No,
oh, you
because
know what? He died, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he died. Because he died.
It's unacceptable.
Not sensible.
There's CGI. He could bring him back.
No.
Yeah.
No, you stuff him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Taxidermy? Human?
Okay, then that leads. Everybody knows this is going to be my favorite. Roseanne. Not the new Roseanne, but growing up Roseanne in the late 80s, early 90s. Becky Conner was recast. And I believe it was... Lassie Gorenson to, I can't remember what the other girl's name is, but they actually, both characters came back in the new Roseanne before she got canceled, and they each played a part, which was kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool. But you'll find out shortly, if you haven't already, that Ryan is obsessed with Roseanne. And
I love it too.
When Roseanne got pulled
yeah,
off.
What a bummer.
So it was a bummer. And one, actually, so here's one that I think was one of the best, because I felt like it was seamless, but, and it's actually one of the biggest ones. Jodie Foster in Silence of the Lambs, and then went to Julianne Moore for Hannibal.
That's a big one, because obviously
yeah.
she's
well,
you know,
she
a notorious
won best
character.
Actress for Silence of the Lambs,
Jodie
too.
Foster did, right?
She did, or at
yeah.
least she was nominated.
No, I believe she won.
I think she did, too.
Oh, maybe.
And I think it was the last horror movie to win Best Picture.
Is that right?
I think so.
Really? What year was that?
It was like in the 90s.
It was 1990, maybe. We'll have to double
yeah,
check.
Like 94 or something. Something
early
like
90s.
That.
Early 90s.
But I thought they did a good job of like being able to switch actors and or actresses.
So
it wasn't that bad.
Julianne Moore played Clarice in Red Dragon and Hannibal, or is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe. And then Jodie Foster was just in Silence of the Lambs as Clarice.
Okay. That's a big one.
Another small one, Jennifer Parker, which is Marty McFly's girlfriend in Back to the Future. It was Claudia Wells in the first one, then changed to Elizabeth Shue in the second.
I like a nice Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah. What else is she in? She's
God.
Hot,
she,
isn't she?
Yeah, she's cutie.
That little like she is.
She's like 50,
short little
right?
blonde.
Yeah.
Oh.
Elizabeth.
Well,
Shue?
Now she's like 50 something. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. She's in stuff you would know, obviously. But
yeah.
You guys are gonna hate me, but I'm the only person in the world who's
don't
never seen
it.
Any Back to the Future.
What?
Amanda.
I don't know how I survived my whole life.
Just like
life.
We did with Amber, we got to get a running list together of shit she needs to watch,
yep.
and that'll be in your queue.
I've seen
well,
everything
let's ask
else.
Her. We asked Amber, and we ended up getting it for her as a baby gift. Have you ever seen Freddy Got Fingered?
Yeah.
come on.
You haven't, or you have?
No, I have, but like one time only. Like,
and it didn't seem to strike a funny bone with you.
No, like I didn't really
look.
Like Super Troopers. There are some things I know.
All right,
you're gonna get berated.
Thanks for coming in, ladies and gentlemen. We are looking for a third co-host. Please apply at sensiblepeoplepodcast.com.
Last one I got on this list: Rachel Dawes in the new Batman's by.
Christopher
Nolan.
Yeah, yeah.
Batman Begins, it was Katie Holmes, and then it moved to Maggie Gyllenhaal in The Dark Knight.
Yeah, so what's your opinion on that? Well, who was better?
Here's my opinion. As weird as fucking Katie Holmes is, I'm not a fan of her. I think she's hotter. I would do her over Maggie Gyllenhaal.
So that's the barometer.
But I think Maggie, is it Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal.
You know what?
Jake is her brother.
I actually heard an interview with him, and that's... He
Donnie
you know,
Darko.
Modernized it for Hollywood to be Gyllenhaal, but it's yeah. actually Jake Gyllenhaal.
Stop it.
I swear to God.
You sounded like you're straight from fucking Moana.
Yeah. So Maggie Gyllenhaal. Yeah. I think she was better in it, to be honest
Who?
With you.
Who?
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, but I don't know. Katie was more bend her over.
Yeah, Katie is more attractive. But
no, no doubt.
On.
But she's with Tom Cruise. She's weird. Fucking weird.
Oh yeah, yeah, wacko.
I love Tom Cruise though.
What?
Yeah, not as a personality, but you got to respect him as an actor. What bad movies does the dude do?
I know.
He's awesome, and he does all his own stunts. He puts in the work, like badass.
I think he still does his own. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan either, but I will say I can kind of respect him. I guess.
Okay.
It's fucking weird.
Okay.
All right. Whatever. From now on, you're Raw Dog Yelling Hula.
All right. Well, so now we know she's got a lot of movies to watch, right, with us?
A lot of movies to watch. So we'll give you a list. We'll start writing that down.
Perfect.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Alternative Facts Chicago coming up after the break. Thank you very much. Sensible Nation, it's been a long time coming. Today we have the hosts of Alternative Facts Chicago in studio, Chicago's number one podcast for sports, music, entertainment, politics, and everything Chicago. B-Hun, B-Chan, how you guys doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for coming into the studio today.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, guys.
We're excited to be here.
You guys are doing a lot for both the podcast community and Chicago in general. Tell us a little bit about the podcast and then, of course, you know, some of the stuff that you're doing outside of the podcast as well.
Well, awesome. Well, first of all, we try to pride ourselves on not just being, you know, voices to your phone. So we always like to be out touching the people and building your brand. So our show, we've been in existence since, well, I think February of 2017. We've made great headway since then. We've been ranked on iTunes in the comedy section many times. We focus on like sports, music, entertainment, politics, reality TV. And then we always have our important Everything Chicago segment. B and I also do a show, B&B, your business segment, every few weeks to kind of talk about relationship advice, anything that we want to discuss. Not sure why anyone wants my relationship advice because all my relationships have gone south, but I give good advice. I just don't follow them.
I'll take any advice.
Yeah, me too. I need to take my own advice, but it's all good. But, you know, we love our show. We have a great fan base. We've grown a lot over the last year, and B-Chan's been on the show for about, what, three or four months now? And she's killed it. The show's been elevated ever since then, so I'm glad to have her part of the show. But she's going to talk about some of the things we've been doing in the city lately.
Awesome.
Yeah, we always laugh that B says we like to get out and touch the people like we're like
literally
U2, Bono.
Not R. Kelly style.
We're not like the Pope. But so we do like to get out and be involved in things that are going on in the city, both fun, exciting things that the city has to offer, as well as helping out. So most recently, we were a part of Wing Out Chicago in Old Town, where we were judges of their wing competition. We are going to be at the Great American Lobster Fest over Labor Day weekend on Saturday at Navy Pier. So we're sponsored in part with Green Curtain Events to do that. And we've also put together a classroom supply drive for a Chicago group of schools called Christopher House, where they were able to put together an Amazon wish list for things that they needed inside their classrooms that the schools aren't providing. Typically, the teachers have to provide. So we're working with them to get the kids.
Do you guys hear that? Do you guys hear how more pleasant they sound than sensible people? They give back to the community. They're doing things for people.
If we got that question, it'd be like, I drink beer.
And I'll say it for them. What they're trying to say in a nice way is fucking listen to their podcast.
Yes.
Good. Don't be fucking stingy.
There you go.
That sounds right.
And we also just moderated, this is a big one for us, we moderated the first ever podcast panel session at Glapanova, which is an amazing event. It was a couple of weeks ago. Had a good turnout. It was a 3-day event. It's the first of many that they're going to do. So we were honored that, you know, Nick Brown asked us to moderate the event. We had, I think, three other podcasts on there too. Actually, two other podcasts. And it was a great time to like talk about the industry, Chicago, the ups and downs too. So that was a big moment for us as well.
Fantastic.
Awesome, guys.
How'd the two of you get connected?
Funny, long, crazy story. So I'll let you tell it.
No,
was it one night stand?
No.
That's what we were hoping.
That's how Ryan and I met each other.
The funny part is so many people think that they're like, all right, you guys are hooking up, right? And I'm like, no, it's not like that. So I had a previous old co-host.
It's not like that.
It's not like that. She's married.
Can't you guys just lie to us and tell us a good
story? No, because this
she walked out in 6-inch heels the next morning.
That's how rumors start. And I hate rumors. But no, so I recently had an old co-host. Things were going well. He had a baby, new job. Things just didn't really work out. So, B, how the heck did you come along?
B-Hun had recruited me. He gets mad when I say this. He's shaking his head right now.
He's a general manager.
Yeah, I know. On Twitter, we had a mutual friend, and B and I didn't know each other. And I think he saw that I lived in Chicago, Chicagoland area, and he had a new podcast. And so he was trying to get people to listen. I say either that or he was trying to hook up with me. So he was either hitting
on me. Just to listen.
He was either hitting on me or wanted me to listen to his podcast or both. So him and I started talking. We kind of became friends just over social media. I was listening to the podcast. And when his co-host was leaving, half jokingly, I was kind of like, hey, you know you need me like as your new co-host. And he was like, you know what? Can you do it tomorrow? I was like, whoa, hold on. I don't know what I'm doing. Tomorrow? So I don't know about all that.
Right.
And I did it tomorrow, the next day. And it's kind of been magic
and it stuck.
Ever since.
Yeah, I tried out like two other hosts. It was okay. It wasn't really feeling. There were two other guys. And I was like, do I want an off-brand version of what the show was? Because my last host was great. But I was like, I think if we need to keep this going. Because a lot of people thought I was going to quit and give up. Like, oh, we're just going to go back to whatever.
Yeah.
I said, absolutely not. So I figured switch up the vibe and pick B. And we've actually taken off even better ever since. So.
Well, I always tell people he thought because the show focused on a lot of sports, music, some hip-hop music. He was like, there's no way that a girl knows about sports and hip-hop music. Yeah. So how are you even going to do this?
Right. It's actually been impressive that people listen are like, oh, man, she actually knows what she's talking about. Most people think, oh, my gosh, she's probably dumb as a box of rocks. Doesn't know shit. You know, just most guys, no shade, most guys naturally think that about a woman. Like, they're not going to know anything about sports or music.
I do.
See? I think that, too.
I
like,
told
man,
you toxic masculinity.
Yeah, so when she knows what she's talking about, it makes it even more impressive.
I mean, that's what we think about Mandy. We have very low expectations.
See?
I knew that was coming.
We set the bar low, so our expectations are never always met.
We handed her a football. Last week when we met, here's a football.
What do you do with
it? This is what a football looks like.
And now she's going to take over your show.
Thank you.
And you're a Cowboys fan, Brittany, is that right?
That's right.
How'd that come about? Did you grow up in the Dallas area?
No, I actually grew up in Chicago. My dad was a Cowboys fan from the time he was young, like the 60s.
Okay.
And so in our house, it was like, if you grew up and you liked football, this was going to be your team. And as I grew up and I started getting into football, it was just the natural.
Is Jerry Jones a GILF?
I hate Jerry Jones.
Are you sure we want to do this right now? Are we sure?
It gets heated. It gets bad. I hate Jerry Jones, but I love my team. So, no, I would not ILF him.
He's a billionaire, though.
No, I'm going to pass.
All right.
It's so old, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, he is.
Everybody's waiting for him to die. It has not happened.
Yeah, he's going to be probably living until like 110, hanging on.
He really is.
Like, what's it, Al Davis?
Yes.
Yeah, and now his son's even a bigger moron. Yes. He's got a haircut like Bucky Larson from that movie.
Dude, so fucked up.
Like, and are you an adult male?
That's what's going to happen with Jerry Jones. He has a son who's as big of an idiot, too.
Right.
So there's no hope even once he dies.
Yeah, I've seen a picture of his son.
Well, we're Bears fans, so there's...
Well, so again, guys, thanks for coming out. This is awesome. You guys are in the studio. You guys are here. Our new co-host, Mandy B, is here. And so what we want to introduce you guys to this segment is our staple segment, and we will get there in one sec.
Sensible or not sensible? That is the question. Are you sensible?
So we like to play a little game. This is a staple of our show. Obviously, the name of our podcast, Sensible or Not. And what's going to happen is... Tay and I will read a couple statements, and it's going to be up to you guys to decide if these are sensible things in what we call our everyday world. So I'll lead it off to you four. Is it sensible to take something right out of the oven or / microwave and then stick it in the freezer for a minute or two to cool it off so you can eat it right away?
Yes, very sensible.
Thank you.
No, it's too much work. I don't think it's sensible.
You heat something up, why can't you put it in the fucking freezer?
It's
the same thing.
No, do you agree? Or you're hating on Ryan?
No, I'm hating on Ryan. Because I've seen him do this before.
I'm with you.
Who takes it out of the oven and puts it in the freezer? A
lot of work.
Only a hillbilly.
So why would you rather wait 5 minutes to eat it when you can wait two?
You don't have
pizza
the patience
rolls?
For 5 minutes.
No, I don't.
No, because the worst thing ever is, I get it. The worst thing ever is putting something super hot in your mouth that you burn your mouth, and especially with oven pizzas and whatnot. And then your tongue's peeling the next day for like 3 or 4 days, right?
Sensible.
Right.
So Taylor knows I don't even have to actually do this much because I have so much scar tissue in my mouth. My dentist told me because I can eat shit right out of the oven. It doesn't bother me. Right off the grill, just put it right in my mouth.
But yeah, my answer is not sensible either. Wow. That's a lot of work.
So we're on the same page, Brittany.
I thought this was a no-brainer. Yeah. I thought everyone did this.
It is. No one does it.
You just let it sit on the counter till it's
done. Or maybe try not warming it up so much so that you can't.
But you have to.
No, like, I don't warm it up all
the
way.
Yeah, it's got to be like lukewarm to hot.
All about convenience and making your life easier. And I feel like this is easier.
Or you have a scorching hot for it.
Yeah. Or I got the screaming two-year-old for his chicken nuggets are too hot. I put it in the freezer and cut them up and give them to him.
Everything I feed my kid goes in the freezer first.
Really?
Everything. Grilled cheese. Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
There you go.
All right. Another one for you guys. How about riding a bicycle in the street when you're right next to a giant bike path? Now, this is something I see all the time, and it drives me bonkers, because I see these people who think they're in the Tour de France, except they're fucking not in the Tour de France. And there's a giant bike path, and maybe you see this more often in the suburbs, I'm not sure. But there's a giant bike path, and then I see 10 morons, like, weaving in and out of traffic in their little bike suits, and I'm like, dude, get in the fucking bike path. What are you doing?
I just hate bikers in general.
I'm going to mold down the next fucking row
get a
of those
fucking
guys.
Car.
Spandex?
So let's well, Brian first.
Sensible. Yeah, I'm going to go with, that's definitely not sensible.
Thank you.
But maybe they're reliving their youth or thinking, like you said, maybe they're on the Tour de France or maybe they're training or something. So.
Yeah, no, definitely not sensible. I also, and then if there's a bunch of them, they don't even go in a single file line
down the
lane. They're like,
they own the road.
Yes. No, not sensible.
I'm a bad driver anyway, just to be honest. So these people make it even worse for me. I can't do it.
You're like sweating at the wheel and you see a pack
of
bikers.
I get nervous. I'm going to kill someone today. Today's the day.
I'd like to drive close and just open the passenger door and just fucking kiki them or whatever that song is. What is that fucking song?
The kiki that Drake saw in my feelings. Yeah.
What a dad. That was such a dad comment.
Yeah, what's the name? What is that song?
I hope you don't have biker listeners.
We just lost the entire
live fan base.
Good. Leave. Leave.
All right, we got another one for you. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right, so using the same bath or shower towel for 5 days.
Before you wash it.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys use a new one every day? Do you guys hang it up, let it, you know?
I don't think you need a new one every day. 5 days might be a stretch. I'd say like maybe three days is good. Maybe it might go five, but you don't need a new one every day.
She's being nice. She's looking at me like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's like, you don't need a new one. That's like sensible-ish. It's like not obnoxious, but you're like borderline. Like 3 to 5 days is okay.
Dude, sometimes there's like dog hair on mine and it smells musty.
Then it's time to wash.
It's still damp, but then there's nothing clean. So I just gotta fucking.
I think you should buy
roll
more towels.
My sleeves.
Yeah, or just shake it off. Drip dry, you're good to go.
Mandy?
Yeah, it's totally sensible. Maybe not.
Thank
I agree.
You.
Maybe not the 5 days.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're clean when you come out of the
shower. Yeah, you're wiping your shit. You're clean.
You're
for the most part.
Wiping your shit.
I don't know about that.
I'm not wiping my shit. But
no, but I mean your parts are quote unquote clean once
absolutely.
You get out.
Cleanish.
But maybe not the 5 days.
Yeah.
Fix your schedule.
Well, let me ask this: What's the absolute like cutoff? Like, no way you can like. Is it 8 days, 9 days? No way you can keep using
probably
it.
Probably about a week. That's like a lot of showers.
Yeah,
I'd say seven days.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of being dirty.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah,
and you can kind of, like you said, you can kind of smell it. Do a little smell
yeah.
test.
Yes.
Sometimes it's like a little stiff.
I mean, I'm not wiping my ass crack with my towel.
Just
like,
going
who does
to town.
That? I mean, I just, you know, might wipe off the cheeks, but not the crack.
No.
So.
Well, if you cleaned the crack appropriately, it wouldn't matter. Anyway. Yeah.
That's true.
All right, how about sensible or not, squeezing the toothpaste from the bottom? We all use toothpaste, I would sure hope. So squeezing the toothpaste from the bottom versus just pressing it at the top.
That's the most sensible.
Yeah?
What?
Well,
squeezing from the bottom?
From the bottom.
Only when's like none left. Like if you're in dire straits and you need like you can't go to the store, but when you still have like a whole tube, I'm not squeezing from the bottom.
When it's out, I've made it last like a week just from doing the roll up from the fucking bottom.
Ryan is very
it's like rolling a joint, you know?
Too,
you gotta
yes.
keep rolling it.
Yeah. Like just squeezing away at it.
And it's all crusty at the top, but I just, I get every last thing. And
I've been there.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Mandy, how about you?
I'm so bad. Like I just squeeze it from anywhere. I'm a sloppy.
I wish you guys could see her motions right now. It looks like she's pinching her nipple.
It actually does. Yeah.
I'm a sloppy.
I squeeze from the top.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so.
All right, so we think sensible Sometimes-ish.
Depends on the circumstances. I think that's not sensible to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Fair
maybe
enough.
I think it's most sensible, but you probably don't do it. But if you thought about it,
it probably is smart. Makes the most definitely sense. Makes the most
probably. But if you get a fresh tube, I'm that's squeezing right.
from yeah, from wherever. Yeah. You don't got time for
can
that.
Can we all stop squeezing?
All right. So I just told this next one. This is the last one. I just told these guys about it today. I got a friend. I'm not going to name names, but he claims that every time he takes a shit, instead of wiping, he just goes into the shower. Is that sensible or not?
Very unsensible, and I never want to even shake his hand, let alone meet this person.
Is he sitting here in the studio today?
No, we might end this.
I promise he's not in all here right. today.
Definitely not sensible.
But, okay, I mean, let's be honest. You're probably getting more clean than just a dry fucking piece of paper.
I don't think so, man. It's not like he's
dude,
lying
you're
on
using
his back.
Water and you're using water and soap. Toilet paper is just paper.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I've always told you this. You go grab a piece of dog shit in the yard. Are you going to wash your hands or are you going to wipe it off with a paper towel?
Oh.
Think of it that way.
I think it's a little different.
It's like a bidet. Yeah, it's like a bidet.
All right, so there is the bidet, which is similar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not time sensible.
Mandy drinks from a bidet. I've seen it.
With a lemon on the side. It's not sensible time wise. What
no,
is this guy doing?
I agree with
this,
that.
Well, I don't know how many times he pinches a loaf with it.
Yeah.
But come on.
That's true. That's true.
Like, I if agree he goes- with you with that. But I still think it's the best way to get clean.
What about the wet wipes?
Oh, yeah. Man wipes? Oh.
What, yeah, those are great.
Face man wipes. At me right now. Like, I just can't, adjusted.
But you can't flush those, right? So
you
it's like you're up and
you... Yeah, so what are you going to do?
You can't flush them.
You can, it's not ideal.
Do not flush them.
You're not supposed to, but you can.
Yeah, so you definitely you can flush anything.
Shit in right. garbage can, and there's just a shit-streaked toilet in your garbage can.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what are you going to do about that?
Put it in a bag and throw it in the garbage.
Oh, God.
That's a lot of work, then.
Yeah, well, a whole shower is a lot of work, too.
That's true.
And you're wasting water. People in Flint don't have clean water, Behan.
I know. I remember. I went on a rant about
this
that last
this isn't on the
week.
List. But real quick, do you guys pee in the shower?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever.
And in pool, and in swimming pools. I'm that guy. I've done it before.
Even if I know I have to pee before I get in the shower, I wait.
Yes.
I
yeah.
That's been in our beginning episodes. I talked about it. I wait. Even I do the pee-pee dance just to get into the shower.
The pee-pee dance.
It's as good as sex to get that hot water and piss in the shower.
Amazing.
That's awesome. Oh my God. Well, thank you guys for playing sensible or not. How about a little would you rather? Gonna get a little rowdy and vile here, but
not for got us.
Pretty standard for sensible people, but would you rather? It's a game we've all played, so we want to play with you guys.
All right, go. So I'm gonna lead off with this first one. You guys answer it. Would you rather poop out of your mouth or eat through your ass? Who wants to lead that off? There were some crickets there.
If you were eating through your ass, would you taste, like, would your ass have taste buds?
Nope.
Okay, then I'll eat through my ass.
Yeah, if that's the case, I think I'm going to eat through my ass. I don't want to poop through your mouth because then you got to, like, taste it.
Yeah.
All right, so we got two eat through your asses.
I'll go eat through my ass as well.
Yeah, I hope that's your taste. <Okay. laughs>
In all honesty, I'm not even trying to just be the other side. I would rather poop out of my mouth, and this is why. So you're at
like
a restaurant,
why. I like the why.
And you order, I don't know, a fucking turkey leg, like you're at the Renaissance Fair. You're going to shove that through your ass, or you eat normally through your mouth, and then when you got to take a shit just like we do now, you just go to the bathroom discreetly and poop out of your mouth.
No,
but
you
then
don't even
taste the poop.
Yeah,
but you can get past that.
No, you cannot.
Smoke cigarettes. My taste buds are gone.
Well, and then afterwards, you just jump in the shower and rinse your mouth. Yeah.
I mean, I don't. I always have Altoids with me, anyways. I'll shit. I mean.
Yeah, wait. You kiss people still.
So
kissing.
They
people.
Would smell cigarettes and shit.
Oh. It's
pretty similar
wait,
to now.
Did you get E. coli from this?
Yeah.
But you guys were telling me you'd rather just sit on your food and shove it up your ass than just kind of throw up a turd.
Yeah, there's only two options here. We got to pick one.
All right, I guess
you're not giving us very many options.
I guess
I
I'm
it
in the,
like
I'm
a
not
brainer, but I guess not.
All right,
I got one for you guys. Would you rather wake up with double peg legs, one hook, and a parrot on your shoulder like a goddamn pirate for the remainder of your life, so the entire remainder of your life, or wake up full body paralyzed for the next 10 years tomorrow morning? But then after 10 years, you're scot-free.
So it's like jail for 10 years or double peg legs.
It's a lot worse than jail for 10 years.
I was totally doing the pirate. I mean, I might even choose that if it wasn't either or. She's like, I love
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I mean, I'm totally doing the peg legs and a hook.
I think I'm going to go with the paralyzed. That's only 10 years, not the rest of your life. I think you, and once you're done with that, you're back to normal.
Yep.
You're peg leg for the rest of your freaking life.
He's thinking like I'm thinking. For 10 years, you can watch Netflix, smoke weed, chill, you're back to good. You got people probably serving you.
Yeah, feeding tube.
Yeah.
Catheter.
Can you talk?
Yeah, you can talk.
Yeah, you can still talk.
Yeah.
I'm going with that.
All right. It makes me too scared. Like, I hate the idea of being, like, not being able to hear or see. I don't know.
10 years is a long time.
Let's hear it. What's your choice, Mandy? So, like,
claustrophobic, being paralyzed. I don't know. I have to move my body. If I can't move my body, ugh. I have the heebie-jeebies right now thinking, I got to change the subject.
So you would go.
Give that girl an eye patch and a parrot, and we're going out.
I'll make it cool. I'll make it hot.
I'm going paralyzed with Brian just because nothing sounds greater than just doing nothing for 10 years. That's laying awesome. In bed.
It wouldn't be
I'm
that
cool
bad.
With that.
It wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be that bad for like a week. And then you'd lose your mind.
Honestly, I've always wanted a catheter. Because I have a terrible bladder. Anytime I drink, it's like pissing every 30 minutes. So
Ryan, you never get to pee in the shower again.
Oh, well, I just pissed my pants or in that bag, slapped
the
bag.
Yeah, bag, slapped the bag.
It's
not gonna
be the same. Yeah, it's
instead of Franzia, it's just my piss bag. All right, so this next question, I'm guessing, I mean, it only kind of affects Brian, myself, and Tay, but we'll let the girls answer as if they maybe were a guy. So would you rather slam all your fingers in a car door or take your temperature with a thermometer up your pee hole? I guess, I mean, you guys could answer that.
Yeah, I do pee.
Yeah.
What?
We have pee holes.
There is pee holes, so.
What do you got?
I'll take my temperature in my pee hole.
What was the question? Oh, the fingers in the car door. Yeah. I mean, okay, for us, are we talking like a tip in there? Or are we shoving it all the way
in? It's just got to get a good temperature, I think.
Yeah, I think.
A good read.
Like, yeah. I think I'm going to go with a good read. Yeah, go with the temperature. I think I'm going to pick that one because the car door thing, I've had one slammed in. And
that's
one of the worst things you can ever imagine. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you think it gets a good read?
No. We're assuming it gets a good read, so let's go with that.
I mean, it does up your butt. That's like the most. Yeah.
That's true. Like, that is true. Yeah. Right. Right.
God, speaking of that, dude. I'm sure you know. As I have a 2-year-old, so when he was younger and would get constipated, the doctor would say, "Just swirl the fucking thermometer in his bunghole and try to like loosen it up or whatever." It was the most awful thing. I honestly tried it once, and I said I would never do it again because I felt like I was violating him.
Oh, I bet.
It was awful. Awful.
Oh, my God.
Well.
I'm going thermometer up the pee hole.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not slamming my fingers in there.
That's like mangled for life if you slam it in a door, you know?
It sucks.
Terrible.
All right, one more for you guys. Would you rather live the rest of your life on 15-foot stilts? Or be forced to walk with 35 leashed.
Who came up with this?
Or be forced to walk with 35 leashed poodles at all times in life.
What's funny is when Taylor and I worked together, we would always talk about this because if you really think about it, think about even if you just take stilts out of it, think about if your feet or your legs were 15 feet longer than they are. Just every. You like it'd be so hard to live life. Like waking up, going anywhere, you can't drive a car, you can't walk into a house. Like. And you just have 15-foot
legs.
That's
why it's a tough choice, because the poodles ain't no easy thing.
Or everywhere you walk, you have 35 poodles.
Just getting
poodles.
Dragged down the street.
So you got to go to Jewel with 35 poodles or fucking 15-foot legs. Or you're at the Jay-Z concert with 35 poodles or 15-foot legs.
That would actually be a good time because women love dogs. That would be a great attention.
35?
Yes, they don't love 15-foot tall men.
You just have like shit piles around you everywhere you go.
I didn't think about that.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think I'm going to go with the poodles, though. 15-foot stilts is like hard to walk.
I can see him walking down Lincoln Park right now.
My ex-girlfriend had a dog. It was a... Girls, women love to like walk down the street with a dog. It's a tussin' attention getter. It works every time.
Not 35.
It's a good icebreaker.
But not 35 might be, yeah. It's a good icebreaker.
Oh, my God.
All right,
how about you, Brittany? All right. Go ahead, Brittany.
I think I do the 15-foot stilts.
I'm just trying to picture it right now.
Because I've been short all my life. How would you sit
here? You'd have to lay down right here. You'd have to lay down all the way here and then have the mic over there.
I'd say, bring me my thing because I can't get up and walk. See, there's like an angle. Yeah. You'd have to sit and people would have to bring you everything.
Yep.
I'm totally doing the stilts.
Mandy B?
I have to do the dogs. I can't. I don't like being tall. Or, I don't know. It makes me feel uncomfortable, too. Why am I so uncomfortable?
I think I got to go with the stilts.
That's what I'm going with. I could not fucking do the barking and the oh my. Poodles.
Shut up! Shut up!
And like, which one are you talking to?
Oh my god, the tangle, yeah. The tangle leash.
Yeah, like twist around.
So, like, if you accidentally run five poodles over with your car, do they just five more reappear?
Yeah, they just reappear.
I think you got to stay with 35 at all times.
Just imagine, you know, what are you doing this weekend? Untangling my poodle leash.
What if I cut my feet like or my legs in half like in Saw just to get them down and just with a hacksaw? They just grow?
You grow?
All right. Well, that was Would You Rather. Thank you, guys. We have one more little segment for you. And we like to play games on this show, so we're going to play a game with you. And Mandy B, being a new representative of Sensible People, is going to represent Ryan and I. So Ryan and I...
Represent.
Amanda!
Know the answers to this show or to this game, and then we're gonna let B Chan and B Hun team up together.
Yeah,
against
you guys
Mandy.
Are a team, so only one answer between the two of you.
So you guys are gonna have to
think of our answer before.
Yep. So the way this is gonna go is we're gonna kind of play off your name. We're gonna give you some facts about Chicago. So this is kind of a fact or fiction game.
Some of them aren't too Chicago based, but
I know
we'll roll good. With it.
So we'll start off with this first question going to...
Wait, hold on. So what's going to...
there is a punishment.
What's going to happen? There's a punishment. And so as Taylor mentioned, Mandy B is representing Sensible People. If she loses, which probably is going to happen, we will have a punishment. Nope, the three of us Sensible People will do a punishment together. If alternative facts, B Hunt and Brittany lose, they will do the punishment together.
All right. So starting off with number one, this is going to Alternative Facts Chicago. Wrigley Field is the oldest ballpark in baseball. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
So they're Mandy? Saying that's not true.
Well, I thought it was true, but they're being so bold with their answer.
We may or may not be right. So
I'm going to say true, though, because I believe it in my heart.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Amanda!
We'll go.
Wrong!
Oh, come on! You should
Isn't it Fenway?
Fenway is the
Fenway.
Oldest.
Oh, that makes sense. That
so
makes
I'm
sense.
Just
one point for alt facts.
Alt plus one.
Good start. Mm-hmm. How we do?
All right. The Lincoln Park Zoo was once rumored to house an elephant/pig hybrid. So, in layman's terms for Sensible Nation, an elephant fucked a pig. And had a baby.
Let's go with that. I think that's true.
All right, alternative facts going true. Mandy B?
No, absolutely not. This is such a Ryan thing to make up or something. An elephant pig?
Thank you. Sensible People for plus one.
One on the board for Sensible People.
See, one to one.
She knows your humor. So
one
she
to one.
Okay. We're still figuring humor out. That makes sense. She knows.
All right, question number three. Walt Disney was born in Chicago in the early 1900s.
Come on, she knows this.
Fact or fiction?
That's fact.
I agree that that's fact. I feel like I heard that somewhere.
All right. We each get plus one. Walt Disney was born in Chicago in the early 1900s. If anybody was wondering.
Thanks for reiterating.
All right. Banging your head against a wall for 1 hour burns calories.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're moving your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fact.
So we all say fact.
Yeah. Yes.
That's true.
Not sure why you want to do that, but if you want to burn calories.
And to be exact, it's 150 calories an hour.
There you go.
Very nice.
I'm trying to be a Regis and just keep
it. Who on Google knew that? What Google fact like told you that?
Yeah.
Did they try it out?
But I would say not sensible.
Not sensible, absolutely.
No.
All right, 16.4 million American adults believe chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a fact, too.
Absolutely.
That's true, and they're morons.
Yes.
By the way.
Not sensible again.
No. All right. You are more likely to die from a shark attack than from taking a selfie.
I feel like this is a trick question, so I'm going to say fiction.
So you're saying...
Why did you put this question in here otherwise but to trip us up?
You're saying that it's more likely that you'll die from taking a selfie than a shark
attack.
Yeah, that's
how Brian's answering it.
Yes. Okay.
What do you think?
I'm going with you.
All right.
So he thinks you could die more by taking a selfie than a shark attack. Mandy B?
I heard that shark attacks are way fewer than people think.
We weren't asking. We're asking for an answer.
Well,
Fact or fiction? It's a one-word answer.
Oh, God. Okay. Fact.
You're saying you die more from a shark attack, right?
Oh, I kind of feel like it, yeah. I don't know why.
All right. Well, a point goes to alternative facts.
Come on. I thought this was a trick and a trick.
To make you think it's the opposite, but it's really not.
Wrapped up in a trick.
He's not that smart.
No, I knew it. I had to do it for a reason. But then someone did die recently from taking a selfie. Is that why this came about?
I think so. Yeah, taking a selfie with like a fucking lion or something.
Yeah, he got eaten.
Driving also.
I would love to see that video.
Well, I'm sure he would take selfies, and like get in car
driving
accident.
For sure.
You guys ever see the grizzly bear, that documentary with the fucking...
Oh,
middle?
Yes. I've seen
it. I just want to see the video of him getting ripped apart.
Moron, you fucking deserved it.
They have the audio, but they'll never release it because I guess it's so brutal.
I seen a bear so powerful that it snapped a man's body in half with his huge jaws.
But I want to listen to it. Timothy Treadwell.
All right. Married people are more likely to masturbate than people living alone.
True.
Married people more likely to...
Yeah, that's a fact.
Beat
that's
your
a
meat.
Fact. Yeah, people live alone. That's like one night stand city.
Yep.
It gets lonely sometimes.
It doesn't say lonely people.
So you're going, both parties are going married.
Yes.
You guys are both right.
Yes, sir.
So hold on. Let's add up. I think right now.
I have 6 for alt facts.
Alt facts.
5 for sensible people.
Oh. Alternative facts is up 1 right now.
Let's go.
That's close. We got some doozies coming.
We have a. We have 5 questions left with alternative facts up 1.
Okay.
Ooh. All right. The wheel was invented before sex toys. What kind of sex toys do you think they were using, like, fucking
were they
back
wood?
In the day?
I thought of, like,
wood toys. Or
wood.
Like,
you get a splinter. How about a cucumber?
That's what I'm saying.
Cucumber or a gourd?
Like bananas or, like, stuff?
Yeah.
But there's trials periods.
I'm sure there was some trial periods.
True. Yeah.
True.
Let's go with true.
True, you're saying the wheel?
Yes, okay. Fact.
It has to be fact.
All right, so I can't even comprehend how I answered this or read the question, but it says no. Upper Paleolithic art dating back 30,000 years depicts people using dildos to pleasure themselves and others. That means mankind invented sex toys long before the wheel.
Yeah. So, it's fact.
So everybody got it right?
Yep.
Everybody got it wrong.
No, everybody got it wrong, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
So that's just a not up.
Right. The average male has 30 erections a day.
B, is that true?
That's happened to me. I'm going to go with fiction, but if maybe I'm doing something wrong. If that's the case, what the heck? That would kind of hurt. That would hurt. I'm going to go fiction. So what do you think?
It says average man, so you got to think about like 16-year-old boys.
What about you guys? I don't know.
It doesn't have to get so personal. I don't need to know.
Just 3 guys here. So
just one long one for 3 weeks at a time.
I like to do statistics.
I think you're supposed to see your doctor.
That's one erection, a little over one erection an hour in a day.
I feel like that would just hurt after a while.
I mean, because when you get it, you got to do something about it.
I'm going to go.
I'll let B answer, but. Okay.
I think that's fiction, but I hope I'm right.
All right, so
that's fiction, just because the hour, no way.
All right, the average male has 30 erections is a no. The average is 11.
Oh. That's still a lot.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
How many hours are you awake a day?
Well, I mean, me about 16.
So almost
that's more than half.
Just less than
almost
an hour.
1 hour, yeah.
It happens.
It's getting a boner.
I'm not judging you, Ryan.
At your job?
Wait, what are you thinking about at work?
Kathy Lee and Hoda, we have on the fucking TV all day long. And I would do both of them. Okay. We literally watch a Today Show. I would do Meredith.
Yeah,
Kathy Lee and
definitely
Hoda.
Kathy Lee, absolutely.
Jenna Bush I'd do anyway,
Kathy
too.
Kathy Lee's like 70 years old.
So we had a draft earlier in this.
Age is nothing but a number.
We did a 60 and over draft in one of our first
episodes.
She's
getting really skinny, too. But
It's because Frank is gone. She's sad.
Yeah, she
but Regis is giving her the side thumb.
I would hold. There's something about Hoda. I don't know if it said every day, mom. Wife. I want a taste of Egyptian.
I just thought it was like a mom fetish.
All right. Got weird. A teaspoon of semen is 5 calories.
Fact.
How did you know that? So you knew that way.
She's got an app on her phone. My plane tracker.
So you have to answer fact now.
In my Fitness Pal, I had.
You have to answer fact.
In your Fitness Pal, yeah. I feel like I did read that somewhere. That's a fact.
You guys are both correct. The average. See, it's diet. It's less calories. So don't be so bashful. Is what we're going to say. So and right now, with three...
We're still one behind.
Two questions to go, we're one behind, so you better get these two right.
I'm blanking
Randy.
Them out.
In 1386, a pig in France was executed by public hanging for the murder of a child.
Didn't know pigs could kill people, but...
It was the man-bear pig in France.
What do you think?
1386.
I answer the semen questions, you get the pig questions.
I'm going to go with fact, I guess. I have to go with fact.
Alternative facts is going fact. It's true. Mandy B?
No, this is more Ryan weird science fiction wannabe writer.
Well, Bee Hun knows his pigs. And he knows they can be angry little fucking bastards.
They hung this pig.
So that, I mean, we're going to do the last question, but they...
Well, we got two more. So
no,
she
we
can
don't.
No, it's only one. Punishment for loser.
Oh, Lord.
So you're the punishment.
They won, but just for shits and giggles, let's answer the last question. Bob Marley's last words to his son before he died were, take this joint.
It's fiction.
I swear I read this somewhere, too. Where did you pull the...
I'm pushing and pulling from
the
everywhere.
Internet, man.
I think I heard it's true. Yeah, everything you read on the internet's correct. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's another point for alternative facts.
Come on! I think I'm just very optimistic.
You are.
His
you
last
have,
words
you have
to
hope
his,
in mankind.
His last words to his son were, money can't buy life.
Aww.
Mandy B., it was really nice having you for one episode. Ladies and gentlemen, we are looking for a third co-host.
You're like all the, like the little league programs and youth programs. We all get a trophy.
Yeah. A little ribbon.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we have to endure the punishment.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's I guess you have your lyrics.
I actually don't.
Yes, you do. Or our intern didn't hand them out. Mandy, you're gonna need this. Taylor, you're gonna need this. And do you guys see where it says verse one? Chorus one, chorus two, verse two, chorus one. We're going to go all the way down to the double chorus one. So get rid of the last two on the page. We're not singing that.
Got it.
What song is this, by the way?
This is still a lot.
Brittany said she wants to join in.
Nobody wants to hear me sing.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even tell them what we're going to do. This is a Chicago-based collaboration today. We're going to sing the song by Chicago, I'm Sorry.
Okay.
This is so much to read.
Oh, get old.
I don't even know this song, so I'm going to be so offbeat.
That's your initiation.
Hey, and you guys better you guys better feel it.
Ryan really likes to sing.
I wish
if you didn't know that.
He loves singing.
He has no voice.
Are you like the karaoke guy?
I put the passion into it, but I don't have the voice. You'll hear it.
That's how I am.
All right, are you guys ready?
Amanda!
Oh, sorry.
I love that drop, by the way.
We'll go on your lead, Rhino.
Of course.
You don't know this song?
A little bit.
Good luck.
Every...
You don't have the actual words playing?
Everybody needs a little time away. I heard her say from each other. Even lovers need a holiday. Far away.
Far away. From each other.
Hold me now. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just want you to stay. Not really, Mandy. After all that we've been through, I will make it up to you. I promise to
hold me now. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry.
All right. We're going to work on our singing, yeah. Sensible Nation. Practice. You know we
but
love
to sing.
You don't
have to. You'll probably never lose again.
I'm glad we didn't have to sing that, Mandy.
Next time Mandy's not playing.
Yeah.
Guys, it's been an awesome time with you. Yes. Tell us where we can find you, where we can download your stuff, and find you on social media individually and as the podcast.
Well, first of all, thanks for having us. You guys are amazing. We love working with other Chicago podcasts. You guys are doing a great job. We've been following for a while, so keep it up. We'll be doing more work with you soon. But our Twitter is AFACChicago. Instagram and Facebook is Alternative Fact Chicago. You can email us at Alternative Fact Chicago. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, all across the board. You can find us any and everywhere. And then my personal is BHun1984 on Twitter and Instagram. Find me.
And my personal is Starbright312 on Twitter and Instagram.
Don't be lazy fucks. Listen to them.
Listen to us.
Follow these guys, putting awesome stuff out daily.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We've had a great show. Season 2 is underway. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @sensible_people on Twitter, at @sensible_people on Instagram. Review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podchaser, wherever you guys listen. Please do so. It helps us out a lot. We've got merchandise.
As you know, buy some fucking merchandise, for Christ's sake. You guys quit being cheap fucks.
Yes.
We fucking have coffee mugs. We got beach shirts. We got sweatshirts. We got beach towels. Yes, use them 5 days a week. Yeah. Buy whatever you want.
And guys, Mandy B, new third co-host of Chicago.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you for joining us, Mandy B. We've got a big season for you in store.
We're excited.
Sensible People and Alt Facts out.
That was so much fun. That was great.
Great.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Awesome.